Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now. Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
3-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Cut fastball. 12 strikeouts for Crochet in his last inning of work. He strikes out the side. Oink, oink.
0-2. Arodas is ready. He throws.
Swing and a miss. He got him. Ball game over. The Red Sox win 2 of 3 in Atlanta. Garrett Crochet, the definition of an ace, and a breakout weekend for Trevor Story. The Red Sox beat the Braves 3-1. All around great team win here today. Oink, oink!
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Can I get that one more time, Nick? I think the more I hear it, the more I like it. I think it's growing.
Oink, oink!
I think it's growing on me, Keefe.
It is exactly like what it sounds like. These huge, very destructive feral pigs that have been bred in Canada.
Oink, oink!
A super pig is a hybrid between a European wild boar and a domestic pig.
Oink, oink!
Who was the guy who told the weather on, like, pig bladders? You got that?
Yeah, that was pig spleen.
Oh, he takes spleen. The spleens and spreads their fat to get an average 6-month temperature and precipitation forecast.
Yeah, that was pig
oink,
spleen.
Oink!
That's right. Now, for us, he's a hoss, but Lou Merlone has, since day one, called him a pig because he's filthy.
Mm-hmm.
He's dirty out there.
Yeah, that's our terminology.
Rolling around the stink.
Yeah, but Lou got out in front of this and really, really set the dialogue on
it. So
he's
his pig.
Yeah.
Either way,
it's a compliment.
Oink! Oink!
Or as they say in Snatch, be very weary of anybody who has a pig farm.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what they're doing with that.
Making bodies disappear.
Feeding bodies.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
They'll eat right through the clothes.
Oh, yeah?
I think that's what they said, right?
Well, it's been a while since I've seen that film.
One of my favorites.
Guy Ritchie rewatch.
We should do a Guy Ritchie marathon.
What was
here
the other
show?
One? There's Snatch and
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking
Thank
Barrels.
Thank you. That was a good one, too.
It was great.
Yeah. A rewatch.
Up and down since then.
Yeah, what's
he
done
just
since
did this then? Fountain of Youth movie that Nick just watched.
Not great.
I also watched it.
I couldn't believe it was Guy Ritchie.
It's terrible.
Ponce
John
de Leon.
Krasinski.
Ponce now, de Leon?
I don't know if they get into that.
Ponce de Leon?
Ponce de Leon.
That's Fountain of Youth, isn't it?
Maybe it is.
Okay.
This movie was trash, though. It was awful.
Okay.
Guy Ritchie also did...
Did he date Madonna?
He did.
Mary?
He made a movie with her.
Oh.
Which was like,
A League of Their Own. A League of Their Own was great.
Somebody
I loved
else
A League
did
of Their Own.
That.
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Madonna was also with Warren Beatty
at one point.
Dennis Rodman? Jose Canseco.
A-Rod.
Yeah, Keith.
A-Rod.
Oh, great one.
A-Rod.
Yeah, Keith and his dating knowledge really is off
West.
The charts. It's top notch. So anyways,
Garrett Crochet pitched one of his best games ever. I mean, he was awesome yesterday.
Highest pitch count of his career, which again, thank God they got him out after those 85. So they could really lean on him.
Yeah, you never know when they're
going to. In these last two starts.
But they did it.
So I'd imagine, and I forget who said this earlier, you, Nick, Billy, But get ready for his next start to be 70 pitches based on going 108 and 112 his last two off the
top
of
my head. Or he's just going to be like looking over his shoulder.
Yeah.
I think that it would be.
But he's been unreal. And the fact that they paid him, you said this right after his first or second start, Keith. You said this very early on with Crochet. The fact they paid him, I think, frees them up to, in most of his starts, not everyone. The Mets one was annoying where they took him out after 85. But I do think it's mostly freed them up to lean on him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, he's been worth every penny. I'm happy they got to him. I thought they got a great deal when they signed him. I was surprised he settled for the deal they offered, but good for them. This is working out well.
And he has thrown a lot of innings, right? So it's not like all season long they've managed him like they did in that game against the Mets that they lost, right? It was just frustrating because of the situation at that time. Mm-hmm. Like, for the most part, he has gone out there, and when he's been able to go seven, he's gone seven. I mean, he went eight in his second start. So he's thrown the innings. Now, he has not yet had three straight starts of 100 pitches. So next week, you're right. There's no chance he throws 100 pitches. Or at least it would be different.
Don't even have him go. Just skip him.
Just wait his turn.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really, like, they're three games under 500 on the season. I think they're one game over 500 when he starts. Mm-hmm. He himself is 5-4, but I'm just saying, when he takes the ball, the team is like one game over 500. So it's not even this big advantage for a guy who has a sub-2 ERA.
Does he have any culpability in that? Because mostly I would say he's pitched great this year, but you also got to pitch to the score, right? They don't seem to score often, even yesterday, in his starts. So you do have to pitch to the game. He's one game over 500 by record, and they're one game over 500 in his starts. Is he culpable for any of that?
I mean, he had a couple of games where he didn't deserve to win. One more so than really the game we went to, which is the day game against the Seattle Mariners.
That's tough because you're facing the Big Dumper.
Dude, Big Dumper? You see what he's up to now?
You know what?
Big Dumper is going to break
Barry
Bonds.
He's on pace for 65.
It's June.
He's on pace for 65.
We got to update the dong stand.
All right, let's do that in the grab bag.
Let's do it. I was going to say do it tomorrow, but let's do it at the grab bag.
Great. Okay. That's a quick click.
Okay, fine. Good call.
The Big Dumper is out of his mind.
Yeah, he's been good.
Is he the MVP of the league?
He should have gone first overall. What about Terp made $10.
$20? $20. The guy sent him $20.
Terp
to Kyle Tucker.
He was paid to take the leader in home runs in a dong draft.
Unbelievable.
That's good business right
here. Are the runs scored for Garrett Crochet in his starts.
Mm-hmm.
5-3-1. 3-4 in extra innings, 3-10, big number.
Should win that one. He did. That was the KC one, right?
4,
yeah.
10.
Okay.
They twice scored 10. And then 2-1-2-3.
Yeah, so they're really not scoring for him of late.
I mean, lately it's been real bad.
I don't want to let him off the hook. They should be better in his starts. I don't want to let him off the hook, but I feel like largely that has not been his fault. And he's been awesome. He's been worth every penny. Now, that's the nice thing to say about the Reds. Oh, and we should give your guy Trevor Story his due.
Guy's hitting the cover off of it right now.
It's not predictive of anything.
Do you expect that to end tonight or at the end of the week?
I mean, yes, I expect it. I kind of feel like I screwed it up by betting on his under hits the other day.
That maybe sparked him.
I think it might have.
As soon as we had a conversation.
The whole show bet on it?
The whole show bet on no hits.
And he had none through the first nine innings, but it went to extras and he got a hit off a junk ball lefty.
Yeah.
And then since then, the guy's just been locked in.
Well, listen, if we motivated him in any way, I guess, great.
Yeah.
But it's either one or two things. Either he had a hot series or he's going to have a hot week. I wouldn't expect a single thing after that.
I don't think it's predictive of anything, but he did, to his credit, he did hit.
Oh, he drove in all the runs.
When they needed it in a couple of these games.
They didn't score any runs in this series.
He mostly hasn't been there when they've needed him this year, but in these two Atlanta wins, he was there when they needed him.
Corey even kind of called him out yesterday. Not him. He sort of called out the offense a little bit yesterday. Being like, hey, we scored three runs. That's great. But he's like, a lot of the at-bats there in the middle weren't very good. So he's sort of getting upset with his team, at least a little, as much as Cora can.
Yeah. I mean, he's not very invested in the team, nor does he seem to pay much attention. But that's as upset as he's going to get. So I still feel like it was a losing weekend for the Red Sox, though. And there's a variety of things to get to. Updates on Rafael Devers not playing the field. Christian Campbell, we had a Gerard Mayo-esque situation where he was going to play first base and then didn't. And we have Roman Anthony still in AAA. Where do you want to start, Keith?
Let's start with Roman Anthony. To me, that's the thing that I'm, at this point, the most interested and kind of obsessed with.
This team called up an outfielder. Yeah. What's his name again?
Nate Eaton.
A former big leaguer.
Adam Eaton.
Very accomplished big leaguer. Not Mark Eaton, as
not
you
Mark
said earlier
Eaton.
Today.
No.
Sadly not. Not Eaton Vance. And so I can't believe they're really toying with us this much and calling up a kid like this. Meanwhile, The Royals just called up their top kid,
yep.
Jack Caglione, whatever his name is. I don't pretend to know what it is.
Yep.
The other prospect that they called up, the other top prospect in baseball that had been stashed in AAA, and people were wondering, are they manipulating service time? Are they trying to prevent him from winning Rookie of the Year, finishing second in Rookie of the Year to accrue a year towards free agency and ultimately getting a bigger contract somewhere down the line?
Yeah, he's 10th on like at least the MLB list, where Roman Anthony's 1.
So the Royals are calling their guy up. You still haven't called your guy up. You're calling up who again?
Nate Eaton.
Nate Eaton. So you can the bus from Worcester to Boston is working. Like obviously,
the phones work. You're able to communicate with the team down there,
and that's what you're doing. That's
it was tough getting a Logan over the weekend, though.
That's true.
Yeah, no,
especially from Worcester.
Fair. But it's extra frustrating.
We've offered to drive him.
Well,
many others have offered to drive him
until something happens, Keith.
We might have to drive him.
We've been letting the Red Sox know.
Yeah,
that. You,
we want a City Connect jersey.
We've been letting
for
them
starters.
Oh yeah, how'd we do on that?
Me and Terp are gonna check next. Oh,
okay,
next
good.
Break.
Yeah, please do. So, did we check at the hotel in Newport? Maybe they sent it there.
Oh, I gotta drive back.
I'm sorry, Middletown,
the Hojos.
Yeah. We didn't check there. So, Red Sox, if you sent it there, we're gonna need it forwarded to us.
Yep.
But yeah, no, we might have to take matters into our own hands on Wednesday. There's a Worcester day game on Wednesday. I think we should go get him.
All right.
I think we should go get him and bring him
here. I have no problem with that. I got to clear out the back seat.
Offer him a free ride back.
I have two car seats back there and like a ton of junk.
You're not going to let him ride shoddy?
No, you can ride shoddy.
We'll go one car.
Yeah.
Okay, let's all go one car. Good call.
We can share stories with Roman Anthony, get to know Roman Anthony a little bit better.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
Roman Anthony, you can have shoddy. I'll sit in the back.
This car we can attack.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Play I Spy with my eye. Things like that.
The license plate game.
Yeah, license plate game. Punch buggy.
That's pretty good. Like all kinds of great games.
Hopefully Roman Anthony
person plays your thing.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't see any punch buggies because that would be.
Oh, God.
I don't need a dead arm.
Nope.
For God's sakes.
Put him on the IL.
Kind of. You ever play that game on the radio where you kind of scan through and you got to guess the song?
No, I put it on WEEI and I ripped the knob off.
I
don't play that game.
Roman, that's WEEI is what you're listening to.
Hey, smack it.
Still WEEI.
Listen to this. Thank you very much.
Okay, so we may have to take matters into our own hands. Craig Breslow, by the way, didn't make it sound like any changes are coming.
Great.
This was Breslow, who I just find noteworthy in and of itself, was in Atlanta over the weekend, giving votes of confidence to his manager, which we'll get to, but he also said this.
I try to be rooted in doing what's best for the team in every decision that I make, whether that is a personnel decision, a transaction, a conversation, and that's what will continue to guide us. And so if we get to a place where we feel like shaking something up is the right thing for the team, obviously I need to be prepared to do that.
How are you?
But also, I'm not one to kind of scapegoat any individual. We've got 26 guys. We've got a coaching staff that all care deeply about turning this around and making sure we're winning games. And my job is to help support that and push that in any way that I can.
Okay. Meanwhile, and again, how are you not at that point yet? This is mind-boggling to me. But in a related story, he's talking about roster shakeups, and then we get the leak today to The Athletic out in San Diego. Is it Dennis Lynn? Covers the Padres, says that the Padres are interested in Jaron Duran.
Yeah, I mean, I get why the Padres would be interested in Jaron Duran. I hope the Red Sox aren't interested in trading him away. Not having the season that he was a year ago, still a good, useful player, and somebody you have under team control for 3 more years at really cheap dollars. So even if you can't come to a long-term agreement, you got him for cheap. He's your leadoff hitter. He can play center. He can play left. I hope they don't trade him, but who knows? Maybe this is how it starts. Maybe the Padres have interest. Maybe another team is like, oh, wait a minute. Like if you guys are going to move him, and then maybe you see what the return would be. I'm not saying he's untradeable. I just feel like a swap for one of the starting pitchers with San Diego or something like that, I would not be interested in.
So I'm not specifically interested in moving him to San Diego. I would be open to move. Not that I'm itching to do it, but you tell me I'm getting a stud pitcher, and now I can call up Anthony, and it's Anthony, Rafaela, and Abreu. Campbell even mixes in the outfield because God knows he's never going to play first base. And Duran gets me a stud pitcher, and that balances my team a little better. I would be open to that personally. I don't know that San Diego's the answer. Darvish is hurt. Cease has been bad. Michael King just got hurt. I don't want Pivetta back, for God's sakes. So I don't really know that I want any of those guys. And The Athletic seems to suggest that top catching prospect Ethan Salas might get it done. I don't want prospects for him either, for a guy who's under team control and I think has underachieved to this point but seems to be heating up, and a player I like a lot, and as a side note, is one of the only exciting players on this roster to actually watch. Like when he's stealing home and taking extra bases and some of the catches he makes in the outfield,
he's an exciting player to watch, which I think the Red Sox could also use.
Yeah, for sure.
Mixed in with those Breslow comments, which doesn't make it seem like any changes are happening, so we may have to take matters into our own hands. He also gave Cora the dreaded vote of confidence this weekend in Atlanta on the trip, which, again, is noteworthy. He said, we have a lot of confidence in Alex's ability to lead this group. That doesn't mean we don't have conversations every day about what he might be missing or what more we can do, but we obviously made a commitment to Alex. We're going to see that through. Right now, it's about making sure we're doing everything we can to enable our 26 guys, blah, 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 blah.
I love it. Like, we made a commitment to Alex. It's like, well,
yeah.
I mean, you're technically like his boss, but John, I don't think you made a commitment to him.
John Henry ignored you saying you want to move on from him,
yeah.
Paid him, and you went along with it.
Right.
That's what happened.
It's not even really his guy.
Right. It's like Elliot Wolf being like, we wanted Will Campbell.
Yeah. I feel like I need the vote of confidence. I mean, how often does a vote of confidence really end up being a good thing? It's sort of like, all right, how long is this going to... doesn't mean tomorrow he's gone or even next month he's gone, but it just sort of speaks to like where they're at, which is no surprise to anybody if you're following this team. They're 3 games under 500. There's been plenty of times where we've questioned Alex Cora's decisions. Flip side of that, there's plenty of decisions that aren't even made by Alex Cora that have been bad. So it's like, well, how can you talk him up if he doesn't even make all the decisions? So it's just been a real mess of a year, and Cora's at the center of it.
That's fair. We also had reporting from Mass Live over the weekend. It says, barring a change as the season goes on, Boston's decision makers do not expect Rafael Devers to pick up a glove in 2025. Though manager Alex Cora publicly left the door open for Devers to eventually start getting reps at first this summer, privately, team officials remain very pessimistic about the chances of Devers taking the field at either corner. This week, one official expressed with some certitude that the experiment would not be happening. Unlike Campbell, who we'll get to,
yeah,
Devers hasn't taken a single rep at first base during pregame work this year, and in recent weeks, he hasn't been seen taking grounders at third either, which he was originally doing earlier this season. The story then goes on to excuse away Breslow talking directly to Devers. That was actually a plan for the Red Sox, so Breslow could go talk to him, and Cora could smooth anything over so they wouldn't disrupt their relationship. I find that to be nonsense, but more what we expected, Keith. Devers won't be picking up
Devers isn't playing either hot corner this year. That's what I think is very clear at this point. I mean, his owner flew all the way out to Kansas City to try to get him to play first base, and he didn't bite. I don't know if they're playing chicken or whatever you want to call it, but the conversation where, I guess, what do you refer to it? I think Breslow said it was productive or whatever.
Yeah, productive conversation, something like
something
that.
Something along those lines. You're like, okay, so he just probably screamed at him for a while and then ended up getting his way.
Yeah.
And he is hitting, so he at least has that to fall back on, but he's not a team player at all. He's not playing first. He's not playing third. And it hasn't happened yet. So you know your first baseman isn't returning all year. So that's going to be an issue for the whole season. Your third baseman, fingers crossed, does return at some point. But the longer you go without him playing at third base, it's almost like, well, what's even the point? Yeah, we'll get you ready in 2 months, and then here comes Bregman back anyway. Like, he's not playing. He might not even own a glove at this point.
No.
He's just a hitter. That's it.
Yeah, it's so unfortunate that the reports, and these were very firm reporting, that he was at a Dick's Sporting Goods purchasing a first base glove. That turned out to be.
Maybe so he could burn it.
Yeah.
In a Yankees hat.
In a
Yankee cap.
Also in a Yankees hat, so no one knew who he was.
He is the DH. That is it.
Are you bothered at all that Campbell didn't play first this
weekend?
Yeah,
I wanted to see it. That was my plan all along when Casas first went down. My plan was Yoshida, and then I was told he's way too short, and I was like, you're right. Then I pivoted off of that and went to Christian Campbell, who doesn't really seem to have a position in the field. So they're already jerking him around. If he was only a second baseman all year, I'd be less open to this idea, but they're already putting him in the outfield. They're moving him around a bunch. Try him over at first base. He could be there every day for the rest of the year. And was it 2 weeks ago? Cora was like, oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, he's like a 2.5 as far as how ready he is. And you're like, all right, that's not great.
Then he told Afternoons he's making massive progress.
Right. And then he told everybody.
We expect to see him in a game on Sunday.
Probably going to play in a game this weekend, probably Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Then we don't see him. We saw him, but he was playing second base again.
Yep. You got to get Abraham Toro in there. To his credit, hitting a little bit.
Yeah, I guess.
But you didn't need to tell us that was the plan, that he was going to play a game on Sunday in the field. It was Mayo-esque is what it was.
Frustrating. I wanted to see it because now he's not exactly hitting the cover off it, but he at least has a lot of potential. And so what other kind of lineups could you have with Campbell at first base?
Now, I guess with Bregman being
David
down,
Hamilton at second.
Well, I was going to say, it's less appealing. Like when this first got brought up, Meyer wasn't with the club yet. Meyer wasn't playing third base every day. So there was a little bit more beneficial maybe to the whole lineup. Now it is less so beneficial.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's just amazing that they have to play or talk about, because they haven't done it yet, but talk about playing Christian Campbell at first base and putting something else on his plate because Devers won't move there. I mean, they got to find a spot for Roman Anthony. DH isn't an option because Devers won't move off of it, so they may have to trade Duran on top of it. It's like, it just keeps getting worse and worse, where all Devers had to do was pick up a glove, and oh, by the way, he never wanted to go to DH in the first place. He stormed out of camp back in February and didn't want to go to DH way back when, and he was wrong. So he's probably wrong again, by the way. He was wrong the first time. I think people glaze over that. He was wrong the first time. He's probably wrong again. And it's getting to the point where you're screwing with prospects and maybe have to trade a guy who got MVP votes a year ago just to make your lineup work because this guy won't move. Like, that's annoying.
Tough go.
You can win 2 out of 3 over the weekend. It still kind of feels like a loss.
Mm-hmm.
617-779-7937. Hopefully we get some updates from OTA.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A's, as the Patriots are wrapping things up in Foxborough. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. They'll be all over it today at 2 o'clock. You got heart. You got Fitzy. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.